USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on unity when it comes to the United States' response to the growing coronavirus threat.
People expect us to work together. And I promise you, this president, this administration, is going to work with leaders in both parties. We'll work with leaders across this nation at the state and local level. And this president will always put the health and safety of America first.
The vice president's comments not doing anything to calm the folks on Wall Street as the Dow lost 1,191 points to finish at 25,767. The NASDAQ fell 414 and the S&P lost 138. And more Americans are filing for unemployment claims. According to the Labor Department, 219 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is publicly downplaying concerns about Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator is a Democratic presidential frontrunner.
The presidential is its own race, and I don't, contrary to what you may be hearing or writing, we are all unified.
Pelosi speaking at her weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. Losing a spouse could increase the onset of Alzheimer's disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new study detailed in the journal JAMA Network Open found that widows and widowers who already have key markers for Alzheimer's saw their cognitive abilities decline three times more quickly than people with the same markers who were still married. Researchers say the stress of losing a life partner is one of the most devastating and stressful events, so the results come as no surprise. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Conservative Political Action Conference is going on just outside of Washington, D.C., and Vice President Mike Pence is making his 14th appearance at the event.
It's amazing to think, almost 50 years ago, after decades of the growth of government from the New Deal to the Great Society, an outsider came to this podium and said that America could be a shining city on a hill again. Nearly 10 years ago, another outsider addressed this gathering and said we could rebuild our country and that America could be proud again. Ronald Reagan said it was morning in America and President Donald Trump made America great again.
After over 120 years, lynching is officially about to be a federal hate crime. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.